Hey guys, I'm sorry that I can't be with you in person today. I guess the gods have other plans for all of us today, but I thought I'd try to record something that could maybe help point you in the direction that you're seeking, as best I understand it. So I'm not sure how my voice sounds, but at least I'm upright and talking, which is it's not always a good thing, but let's hope it's good for you guys to be able to listen to this. So I'm really sorry about not being able to be there. Okay. We've been listening to Northern Mockingbirds, and now we're listening to the night sounds of Sacred Mountain and some flute. So I just want to talk about a few things that are an overview to this mysterious practice that you are engaged with. And I understand that you all may have different experiences and relationships with it. And, you know, until we really do get to meet in person, I'll just talk about some things that are very general, but important, and they might be helpful to illuminate the direction that we need to move in. Okay, so as you can feel from the tone of this, rule number one is going to be to slow down. So when you're going to bring yourself to be playing your flutes, you're approaching the divine. So you need to bring and summon within yourself what you're learning and have learned about the nature of prayer. And one of the things that I've learned over time is when you're approaching the divine, you need to make an honest effort to match speeds, so to speak, you know, like to find what speed the world is moving at and try to match that. And it's pretty much always a lot slower than we humans are moving at. So slowing down. So when you bring yourself to your work with your flutes, you need to call on what you have in your tool bag to really, really slow yourself down. And of course, you know, the playing the flute itself, for me anyway, has been a great tool in learning how to slow down. So it's kind of interesting in that regard. The speed that the divine natural world moves at is very different than the speed of our minds. So this points to another aspect, which can very often be a very impenetrable kind of shrink wrap around the whole thing, and you can't get at it, is because the way our minds are, the speed of the mind, the complexity of the mind, and its insistence on knowing what's best. So it's just going to be there while you're doing this work, like it is all the time, or almost all the time. But what I recommend is just acknowledging its presence and telling it you'll get back to it later, that you're doing something else right now. Not to resist it actively, because that'll never work out, but to just say, hey, I hear you. I'm doing something else, and, you know, I'll get back to you You know, it's like just acknowledging that it's trying to get you off what you're doing and not paying quite as much attention to it can be helpful. So approaching the divine through music as prayer, always begins with deep, deep listening. And always requires an openness and a love for mystery. So deep listening is really, we're talking about heart there. So slowing down. Connecting with your body through breath and beingness. And then letting your attention move into the field of sound that's all around us. Let your attention move into the field of sound that's all around us. Just noticing whatever's there. It could be birds, it could be a crackling fire, it could be the sound of the river, it could be human sounds. Could be the wind. But just noticing the sounds as they arise and as they fall. It's a beautiful way to begin the practice of singing, of playing the flute to the gods, of allowing the gods to play you. So when you create this kind of sacred music that we're talking about, the music will always have the quality of joining what's already present. So you really have to have an awareness of the sound field around you. And allow the music to come through into that sound field. So it's not like it fell out of a spaceship. It's like it grew out of the sounds that are present. Of course, that's in a beautiful natural setting. There can be variations on that, but I think you know what I mean. So it's a recognition, really, that you're not alone. It's a recognition that the divine song is always singing. It's always present. It's always around us. Never more so than when we're in nature. Every moment in every place has a song. Now, as I understand a little bit about your task and your goal, you know, that's incredibly mysterious. And what a divine gift that you've been given. I mean, I think that's really the hard part. is to get to a place where you've been given what you've been given. And obviously you've returned something in exchange. Your sacred work, for which we're all grateful. So you're bringing yourself to the present moment in this practice. You're going out into the forest or along a river, or maybe you're sitting by the fire, or however it turns up for you. You're calming, you're quieting, you're entering prayer. You're feeling the space of prayer in the sounds that are happening around you. And you're listening. And as you listen, you'll feel something that I'm going to name a kind of a calling moment. It's like you just know to play. And allow yourself to move with that. It's just happening. And as you bring your flute to your mouth and you're playing the first note, you're still deeply listening to what's going on around you. And you're in your heart, you're in your prayer, you're speaking in a way to the divine to say what it is that you're called to say. And the words can be helpful and sometimes necessary, but also in the world of flutes, the sound can go far beyond the words. So just trust your instinct about that. So trust the sound. So you make the sound, the first one, and you let it out into the space around you. And as you let it out, just notice how the sound goes out into the space. What kind of shape it makes. How big or small it might be. Notice if it lingers or if it quickly moves off. It might be very quiet. It might be very loud. So you let the sound out into the space around you. And notice. And keep listening. Now, if you're anything like me, at this point your mind will say, well, that was a bad note. Or, hey, that was a great note. Or, I wonder if I should do, you know, and then the mind will just do, it's pretty good at its job. And so here again, the heck with that stuff, right? It's just going to be there. Just keep listening. Keep listening and breathing and follow the music as it joins into the song of this moment. Follow the sounds. Feel how they move into the world around you. And keep listening. Listen to how the world responds. What's changing around you? Maybe things are more still. Maybe they're more active. noticing that on the inside too. Noticing how you're experiencing your being. And then bring the next sound. And keep listening. Remembering that prayer is a conversation. It's part playing and part listening. You don't really have to play. You just have to listen. I know that sounds very zen-like or something. Anyway, well, it's nice to laugh a little bit. I'll tell you guys, I have not had one of my best weeks, although there's been some really interesting insights I've had. Anyway... So, what I want to recommend is maybe if you listen to this thing twice tomorrow, I sure wish I could be there. But the exercise, and you'll have to sort out how you can do this. Together, and but what I would do is gather by a consecrated fire with your flutes, and I'm not sure if you can like show them to each other or play them at the same time or anything like that, so I don't know any of those things, and so I'm a little bit in the, you know, winging it here. But you don't have to do any of that stuff. But here's what I would say. Gather by the fire after you've listened to this a couple of times. And, you know, make a fire, consecrate the fire. And you can have your flutes with you. And I'm sure you already do these kinds of things in your own way. So please forgive me if I'm, you know, overstepping or something. But, you know, I'll just say it and then you can use it or not use it. Ask for grandfather's help and guidance. In taking your prayers where they need to go, and in being able to listen, to be able to listen with the ears of the heart. So even if your song has already been, maybe the song is given to you, or maybe you're in a way creating the song, or either way, to have the effect of opening a sacred doorway, which is what we're really talking about here. Excuse me. So whether the song is preordained or it just comes out for the first time, The notes are approached the same way, with that same depth of listening, as if it's never been heard before, So I think you can get that what I'm really talking about is a sense of wonder and openness and a clarity and an innocence. So you have to bring yourself to this with a sense of purity and, in my case, often a very deep sense of longing. And, you know, you all know that emotions are one of the main ways the gods express themselves through us in the world. And, you know, strong emotion is really important to prayer. So I'm going to recommend you, after you've listened to this a couple times together, that you go make a fire and sit together with your flutes and pray in whatever fashion comes to you for the help you need to do the work that you want to do with this, you know, with your flute. And that you then leave the fire and walk out. I'm not sure how far apart you can all get. Probably you can't all get out of earshot of each other, although the stream would probably help with that. But, you know, go from the fire in silence and find a spot somewhere on the land or by the water. And then sit and listen. Make your prayers. Allow your awareness move into the sound field around you. Whatever's happening, noticing how there's room for all the sounds. And when you're ready, in the depths of your listening, you can put your flute to your lips and play the song that you're meant to play, with the feeling in your heart of what you're petition is, or what you're calling, or who you're speaking to, or, you know, I don't want to go too far down that road, because I'm sure you get what I'm talking about. So, and after you've played, listen. You know, the old rule of thumb is, in a prayer, is however long you spend with your prayer, it's really very polite to spend at least that much time afterwards just listening. Because remember, prayer is a conversation. So after you've done that, out in the, found your spot and entered into a prayerful state and listened, and then played, and then listened, then come back to the fire. And when you all come back there and are there, then I think it would be really nice to have a conversation together, a sharing circle about what your experiences were like, your challenges, what you noticed. Whatever the kinds of things you can share with each other. I'm aware that there may be things you can't share, you know, because of ritual protocols and such, so I don't know about that, but it's a solitary act in a certain kind of way, but you've got the strength of your group to help each other overcome whatever obstacles you might each have in becoming a pure vessel for this, which is the essence of group work with sacred sites is helping each other become pure and more able to, you know, to be of service.